Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Deviant Legion, and of course, films and stuff, and also, of course, incredibly strange films. And tonight, as always, I have my wonderful co-host, the Miss Rachel. Say hello, Miss Rachel.
Hello, Miss Rachel.
There she is, my compatriot. Now, tonight, we are doing a commentary watch for Hispanic Appreciation Month of one of my favorite filmmakers, and that is Mike Mendez. And I do have to report that Mike Mendez and his crew from Satanic Hispanics all won the Best Director's Award at Fantastic Film Fest last night. So we want to...
Oh, high five.
Isn't that cool? And definitely want to give a shout out to Mike and everybody involved in that film. And we think it's great. And Mike, whenever you're ready, we want you back on. And all you other directors, come contact me. All right. So there you go. But tonight we're going to do a film called Big Ass Spider, which is his take on the early 50s horror movies, you know, giant spiders and giant ants and all that sort of stuff. And it is a blast. And one of the reasons that we love this so much, and this also goes back to Steven, my former podcast, is we absolutely love the sidekick. And if you don't love the sidekick, Rachel, I don't know what's going to happen, because he's just wonderful. And you're going to really enjoy this. This one also stars Greg Gumberg, Lynn Shea, and Ray Wise, and Ruben Pla. And enjoy this one because it's an absolute blast. Now, Big Ass Spider is on Amazon. We had to rent it for $2.99. That's the HD, not our standard definition, excuse me. And we're basically ready to go. Are you ready to go, Miss Rachel?
I'm ready to go.
All right. So we will do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then go. That's how we'll start. And I'm at 000. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
All right.
Yeah, and that's his releasing company is Epic. That's his own little group that he does.
Okay.
Now, one of the things I'm going to do as this movie goes on is how awesome is Ray Wise, but we'll get to that. Now, this is Greg Grunfeld right here.
I love him, by the way. On Monday morning on the streets of New York.
No, it's not. By the way, I do like the soundtrack here. Everything about this movie I like. Now, my history with this is I was visiting Vicky, and we were looking for something on Netflix, and she said, oh, let's just watch Big Ass Spider. And I thought it was going to be another one of those stupid eight-legged freaks. And then this movie came on, and I fell in love with it.
Well, I mean, so far the soundtrack is great.
Oh, yeah.
Very good cover of this song.
Now, granted, that's a CGI, but... Damn. That's a good CGI.
Still good.
I don't know. I just find that funny.
Oh, I wish my neck would crack like that.
Understood.
That's how my ex was about critters.
The cat.
Oh, fruitcake. Well,
yeah, they usually have back doors for them work trolleys.
He's not good at flirting.
There you go.
Have you noticed?
No. Couldn't tell.
I'm just saying. So I'm entertaining a lot, yes, because we're at the beginning, but this gives you an idea of, it's funny, but it's not. I don't find this stupid, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know where this is going.
Now, what do you know Greg Grunberg from? I don't really know him. I don't know,
but I know his face. I can look it up, though.
I'm going to check this. So, Greg Grunberg, here, now that I'm there, he is a stand-up comedian, but he's in the Fabelmans, Spielberg's new movie. He's in a TV series called Weird, Weird Times. Oh, he was Agent Bill Pearson in The Boys. He was in Castle Rock. Cloverfield Paradox. Star Trek Beyond. So he's around. Yikes.
He has something very crazy to say. Oh, God.
I love the look.
I like Jose already.
Oh, Jose, you're going to love Jose. You're going to fucking love Jose. Now, I talked to Mike about this, and he specifically said he wanted the sidekick to be Mexican, and he's known so many like this guy, like Jose. Okay, I will admit this, that Jose, and when Ray Wise shows up, and here he is.
Crazy animal bit lights, too. It's a morgue, honey. It's supposed to be cold. funny you should mention that, buddy, because it was a brown recluse you got bit by. And guess what? They like cool, dark places.
Yep.
Oh, Lord. I love it when people do that. This is so gross. Look at it. I mean, makes sense.
Okay, the great, the wonderful Ray Wise. Again, we're not saying much because I just love this movie. It's been a while since I've seen it. But one of the great things is the interplay between these two.
Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind that Mike also co-wrote this.
Fucking Ray Wise.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so far they're doing a pretty good job of it, I'm going to say. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's campy, but you can tell it's kind of being intentionally campy, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and it's, when the scares come, they come. This is a guy that knows what he's doing. Now, he, most of his stuff is, you know, has a funny side to it.
True.
Right. And it's the timing. That's all I'll say. It's the timing. And yeah, you've seen this gag before, but.
Yeah, of course.
But well done.
Here we go. Yeah. Got him into fight.
It's So have you ever, you have never seen this movie before. You're a virgin on this, right?
That is correct. So you let me go left.
Yeah.
By the way, climbing through ductwork like that is just such a bad idea.
No.
I like how he has the flashlight duct taped to his face. Well, his goggles.
Well, yeah, he has the goggle light.
Yeah, but he put that on there with tape.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Now, my friend, Kristen McRae, who was at one point the spider expert at Norfolk Museum of Natural History. She loves this movie. I was hoping she'd be able to come on with us.
Well, I'm sorry that she's not here with us tonight.
Again, really well directed too. I mean, the lighting,
oh,
everything here. If I'm not mistaken, the budget here was about sorry about that. We had to stop for that. The budget was only around $100,000 for this. Wasn't much.
$100,000?
$200,000.
Oh, 200. Oh, who we got here?
Oh, yeah. Love Ray Wise. He's no nonsense, and Ray has been everywhere. I mean, he does a lot of work with Ricky Bates, Suburban Gothic. He's in, and he's great in that.
I'm going to be really shocked if the surprise twist in this in the end isn't that Ray Wise is actually Satan.
No, I'll tell you right now, Ray Wise is not Satan. But he has the best closing line ever.
Yeah, because you know he's played Satan like 100 different ways.
Well, he was Satan in Reaper. I love Reaper.
Oh God,
I still think Brimstone is better, but Reaper was really good too. And by the way, our doctor here in white, just so everyone knows who that is.
Yes.
German actor, and I can't think of his name right now, but I'm working on it.
It's not white. It's more like a
he was in
tacky kind of.
Patrick Bacow.
He was in what?
He was in Choose Me.
I know. I've seen like all of these people before, except for maybe Nurse Lisa. I don't know. But I definitely recognize our main dude from his multiple, like, minor roles in shows that I really love.
You know, you got to give this guy credit. He's not, you know, I'm not saying it's patterned after John Goodman and Arachnophobia, but there are similarities. I love that. U.S. to Mexico.
There he is. Looks bigger, too. Ooh, it's a jumping spider. We do have those in Arkansas, too. A fucking
well, you're not
jumping
in Arkansas
spider.
Anymore.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Thought about that, but I remember having some in the laundry room, and my ex was quite a little bitch when it came to bugs. So I had to... Yeah, my tiny ass was the resident bug killer because this, you know, big 6'4" brick monster would literally scream like a tiny little girl, you know.
Give me back my quarter, you bitch.
I think that's the spider's quarter now, buddy.
There he is. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, bitch, I'm not the one that came in here shooting.
Exactly. Premature ejaculation.
I'm a professional.
I'm sorry, I'm cackling way too much because I think this is fucking hysterical.
Well, I'm actually fascinated because the production value and the acting are pretty on point.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no, no,
even
I like
the green screen.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the beginning when he's running in front of the green screen with all the destruction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was still good.
Oh, absolutely. Here's our homeless guy. You know who that is?
No.
That's Adam Girosh, better known as the director.
Oh, nice.
These guys are all good friends, you know. But Girosh, just to give you an idea, did a segment of Tales of Halloween. He did House by the Lake, Night of the Demons.
Oh, which segment? I've seen that one.
He did Trick or Treat.
Okay, that was the one that Mike was in, too.
Yeah.
You know, trick or treat.
National Bureau of Robo Command.
Oh, and by the way, this one is good enough so far that Jeremy over here getting ready for work was like, hey, which one is this on? And actually, I stepped outside for 2 seconds, and he just walked out and goes, that dude's face melted off. So, yeah, he decided that he's going to have to watch this one at work tonight. But looky there, Mike, we already got you another fan. No, I have not seen the movie, but I do remember talking to him about it when we interviewed him.
Right.
And I did say that that was one I was interested in watching, so thank you for finally making me do it. They're like, I mean, you got to shoot your shot wherever you can, I guess. Eventually somebody's going to say yes. That's just the law of statistics.
No. He's like Jack Harkness in this movie. He hits on everybody.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, how can you not love Jose?
I know.
Seriously.
Jose is great.
Remember the first time I was watching it, we got to this point and I just looked at Vicky like, you picked a winner. You picked a real winner.
Yep.
Now, one of the nice things about Ray Wise is he just plays the part so well, no matter what it is. He can be an asshole. He's generally officious, but he's also heartbreaking, like in Good Night and Good Luck.
Yeah. I don't know. Ray Wise is just one of those guys that gets the fucking assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what that's from.
Yeah,
had
I do.
Had your wife.
I don't get that the logo on top. The guy with the, you know.
With the hammer?
Yeah.
What don't you get about it?
It's just an odd logo.
Oh, Yeah, I think I'm Jose, because I was just sitting there doing that, like, giggling. I'm the LAPD.
You know they're going to have a scene like this. They have a scene like this in every 50s movies where it's in the sewer system.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know, and this is definitely a really affectionate throwback. And I prefer
totally
this movie much better than Eight-Legged Freaks. I think this is a much better movie.
I mean, so far it's pretty great. I'm kind of impressed. No, I don't think that's what she looks like.
No.
I was about to say, really, it looks more like a Jackson Pollock to me, but okay.
Yeah. I like the way where it's not, you know, it's there, but you can't really see it the way he's shooting it, and it's like kept in the dark. You don't know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And I like that. Mm-hmm.
So it definitely works fast.
You're watching. Best sidekick ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it that Mike has brought the Latin heritage and everything into this movie, and particularly with Jose, who he says is based on people he knows.
Yeah. Well, hi there, buddy.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
You know, the one thing about Ray Wise in this movie, you'll notice, he's not, he's officious, but he's not exactly an asshole. You know how usually they're played?
Yeah.
You know, as you know, impediments? He's actually not stupid. Oh, great line.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always the tease that it's going to get a little girl.
Eat the baby. Eat the baby. Here. Nom, 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 nom. Baby. baby back ribs.
Okay, God, good luck, Alex.
I love it.
Yeah. Stare down. What's better than that dry-ass burger you were serving?
Yeah, really. You have to have the bimbos run away.
Yep. Titty bouncing scene. Killing all the people.
That was the guy from before, remember?
Yep.
Okay, we're not saying anything here because, you know, this is actually pretty well done. It's pressing me. We're not saying much. We don't have to. Jumping spider. Again, I have to mention the score, which just accentuates everything. Really well done. Mike, we love your movie. You're back, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. It tells you you're unmuted when you come back in. Yep, had my my usual rapture, apparently. Why is she not wearing a helmet when they all are?
I don't know, but I do like her. Gotta admit, she's kick-ass.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Again, the split screen is really well done, too. He's using a lot of techniques here.
Absolutely. There he is. I mean, have we not recognized yet that shooting it doesn't seem to be helping?
Well, they always have to have a gun to shoot the monster.
Well, yeah.
Now, there's, by the way, there's a lot of killing in this movie. Of course, you know, I don't know what the body count is, but there's a shitload of body count.
Yeah. Must mean she's carrying the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Ooh.
Not quiet. Of course. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I win. Jose not gonna let that happen. Say hello to my little friend.
Exactly.
Run faster, military bitch. God damn it.
I like that she's called Carly, too, for some reason. Just saying.
Yeah, I was noticing that. Yeah, he hasn't explained what any of the stages are yet. Eric.
This is your people, Alex. She gets pregnant.
Yeah, I do have to say this, and I don't mean it to be offensive. So please, Mike, if you are listening to this, hear me out really quick. I am very pleasantly surprised right now because I think we interviewed him as one of our kind of micro-budget directors.
Yes, we did.
And this is not micro-budget quality. This isn't even micro budget star power. I mean, that's Ray fucking Wise. So yeah, I'm like super impressed. Not sure what strings he had to pull to make all this happen, but I'm glad that he was the puppet master for this.
One thing about Ray Wise is he loves these guys. He's in so many films. Another one I recommend, a good one, is Digging Up the Marrow. But he's suburban gothic. He's worked with Ricky Bates. Just an incredible actor. Always out there, always doing stuff. Man is an icon. And the other thing is the pacing in this movie. There's no stopping once it starts. And of course, it's going to hit the highest. Oh, yeah.
So the kid just walked out, saw the big, what? Kid just walked out of their room, saw the big ass spider, and was like, what is this, Australia the movie?
They've got to be on our next podcast. That's great.
I like to see that crazy guy. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, and that's such a beautiful building, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there she is. Stay off. Yeah, get your organic blend chemical out.
It is the best relationship I've seen in film like this. I love these two guys. They're just so good together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they finally figured it out. Guns are doing nothing. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
look at the little nursery
design
she made for her baby spider.
Yeah, I know. You know, and this is taking a little bit from Alien and from, you know, there's bits and pieces of all sorts of films in this.
Absolutely.
And it's a wonderful pastiche. What? He can put things together like you wouldn't believe. And he does it with such a nice sense of humor.
Butter, baby.
Thank you.
In the butt. Sitting around in the back of the SUV. At least you're going to get there first. Okay, maybe a few more minutes.
And now we're at the beginning of the film.
Yep. Do it, Alex. You can do it. Yeah, I love that.
Greatest fucking sidekick ever.
Yep. That's a ride or die for sure right there.
I think I had the score.
Yeah. It's the fastest I've ever seen an elevator door open.
Yeah. Tell me what movie this scene is taken from.
I'm not sure.
Big Trouble in Little China when they're in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Mike has told me that.
Got it. Shoot it in the butt. Oh, my God. She's dead.
Not quite.
He's going to save his life again, and then they'll be even, and then they'll make out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, into the park, but whatever. Oh, come on, Jose, save the day. God damn it. Oh, yep, they're official now.
Yeah.
We gotta shoot it in the butt. I mean, this is pretty great. Uh-oh. It's not gonna make it. Good aim. You'd think he'd fired a bazooka before or something. There we go. I think it's dead now.
I'm smiling ear to ear. I truly am.
And I'm just thinking of that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids moment where they're all eating the, you know, giant bug leg that they killed.
Yeah.
Don't ever take somebody's glasses or sunglasses off of their face for them, ever. That is the most awkward and uncomfortable thing.
Look at Jose, he's smiling.
Just like, I knew my buddy was gonna get it. Let me in there.
Okay, get ready for the best last line ever. And it's not over, folks.
Oh, my Lord.
Mexican Appreciation Month, Mike Mendez, you are a fucking genius.
Absolutely.
Beautiful ending.
Absolutely. Yep, Mike is a maniac.
And Lombardo Boyar, you are amazing. That's our, that's Jose, by the way.
Yes. No, he was fantastic. We need to see him in more things. Mostly as Jose.
Yeah, really. He does want to do a sequel to this, but he hasn't been able to raise the money. I wish they would. They need to give him money. I mean, take a look at Ty West and what's happened with X and Pearl. You know, Mike Mendez needs the same break. So does Ricky Bates. They're the three best horror genre people out there, and they're wonderful, all for different reasons.
Absolutely. Well, I think that, you know, there is a likelihood with more and more content being made lately that here soon somebody probably will give him some money.
Well, you know, as I said at the beginning, he just won, they all just won directors, best directors at Fantastic Fest, which is the biggest festival for genre film. And hoping that Satanic Hispanics really, really bodes well for him. I can tell you I've seen all but one of Mike Mendez's films, and I absolutely adore every one of them. And, of course, if you remember a couple of years ago when I was with Steven, Mike gave me one of the best moments ever on a podcast when he said that Flicko Tweet, which, of course, is from Tales of Halloween. But this is a good one. Go look out for Satanic Hispanics at the festival circuit right now. Hopefully it'll get set up either streaming or have a nice run on theaters. And I guarantee you that when Mike is done with all the festival, and he is busy right now, he'll be back with us. And I'm really looking forward to it. And this is a nice prequel to what we're doing in October, too. Because, of course, we're going to be, you know. So this is a nice little preview. So out of all the giant bug movies and that, what do you think of this one?
I think that one's probably my favorite.
No, this was a real breath of fresh air. I saw this, you know, with Vicky, and had no idea. I thought it was just going to be another one of those, you know, meh films. And I just love this film. I was laughing my ass. And this is one of those things where the people aren't stupid, and neither is the comedy. I mean, it's smart. It's pointed. It's well done. And it's all from the characters. It's all from the actors and the characters that are written. So all I can tell you is that if you see the name Mike Mendez, you need to check him out. And I'm just going to give you an idea of the films he's done. I know Severin has just came out with the 4K restoration of his first film. And I'm going to get to that in a moment here. Okay. Sometimes the computer doesn't work as fast as I want it to. But yeah, Killers is his first film, which he did in 1996. The Convent, which was with Bruce Campbell, he did that in 2000. He did The Grave Dancers, which is a great little film right before this, and then Big Ass Spiders. He did the segment Friday the 31st, which is the best segment out of Tales of Halloween. He also went to Asylum, and he made one of the best Asylum films that they've done, La Volantula. He likes his giant spiders, by the way. And he just did a movie not too long ago with Dolph Rundgren in 2016 called Don't Kill It. And as I said, Satanic Hispanics just opened up here in 2022, and he's in post-production of his next film, and that's The Devil's Trap. So he's a busy boy, but if you see anything with Mike Mendez, you need to check it out.
Absolutely.
So I think
freaking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And if you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what planet you're from. Seriously. So right now what we're going to do is a little bit of housekeeping. Now, tomorrow, Patrick Crane is going to be with us. And we have we had a death in the family, so to speak. Kitten Natividad passed away. And she was a sexploitation goddess, was in several Russ Meyer films. And, of course, did a lot of cameos in films like The New Centaurians and such, and we're going to be talking about her tomorrow at 8 p.m., and that's with Patrick Crane. On Friday, Adam is going to be with the Cathode Ray Mission, and that's going to be Chernobyl. They're going to be talking about Chernobyl. I don't know what we're going to do Saturday, but I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to do a commentary watch, and we can talk about that after the show and see maybe what we can come up with for Saturday. And on Sunday, I can tell you that TC and I will be doing a Rock This Town. I'm going to be doing the Boogie Woogie. He's going to be doing the Boogie Blues. And we're going to split and give you sort of a history lesson of Boogie Woogie and the Boogie Blues from the 1930s to the 1950s. So that's what we have for the rest of the week. And as we get settled, what I can tell you is that in October, we are planning and trying to get things together for a series of podcasts, which is weird horror shit from certain countries. I can guarantee you that we'll be doing the Philippines with Noel Vera. We'll be doing Canada with Canuxploitation.com, Honcho, and that's Paul Carupe, and of course Limes Marshall, otherwise known as Steve Marshall, will be coming on with us on that particular show. We're going to be doing Italy. We're going to be doing Japan and Hong Kong. And we're going to be doing a lot more. So, and I know we're going to be doing Hispanic Latin America and that. And maybe we'll pull something together on that on Saturday for a watch. We'll see. Anyway, there you go. Oh, actually, I do know what we're doing Saturday. Excuse me. We're doing another Santo movie. So we're going to be doing that on Saturday. I forgot about that. I don't have that set up yet. So that's what we got. Rachel, do you have anything planned or thought of yet?
Not currently, but I'm looking through a couple things that I've got a preview first. I might have some ideas.
That's cool. I can tell you that we'll be doing a lot of commentary watches during October also. And by the way, we're going to do one on Germany. And I actually will be gone for some time in October from the 14th through the 24th, but I'm going to be in Memphis with Rachel. So we'll still have shows and things like that. Maybe not that many while I'm down there, but it's going to be a lot of fun coming down and visiting and that sort of thing. So that's what we're planning right now. I want to thank everyone for listening, and for those of you that listen later and watch the commentary with the film, I hope you enjoy it as much as we do. It's one of my favorites, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Rachel. Very, very much.
I did. Super awesome.
All right, folks. Well, at this point, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to basically say good night to everyone. Thank you for joining us, and say good night, Rachel.
Good night, Rachel.
Good night, Carl. Good night, John Boy. Bye.